Welcome to Baker Bowl in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Philadelphia Phillies. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Billy Hermann. Batting second. The third baseman, Woody English. Batting third. The center fielder, Keke Kyler. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rig Stevenson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Johnny Moore. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Charlie Grimm. Batting seventh. The catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Gerges. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pat Malone. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Pat Malone. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kiddo Davis. Batting second. The shortstop, Dick Bartel. Batting third. The right fielder, Chuck Klein. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Don Hurst. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pinky Whitney. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Hal Lee. Batting seventh. The catcher, Spud Davis. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Les Malin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Hawley. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Ed Hawley. And now, play ball. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Klein. Hermann reaches second base with a double. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Malin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Keke Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hawley spins and fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Hawley. Hermann moves to third. Keke Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Kiddo Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel hits a ball on the ground towards third. English fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein hits a pop-up towards first. Grimm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Moore moves to third. Grimm moves to second. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett takes first base on ball four. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel fields it and throws to third for the out. Moore scores. Hartnett moves to second. One out. It's 1-0, Cubs. Pat Malone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malone takes first base on ball four. Hartnett moves to third. Gerges moves to second. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hermann is hit by the pitch. Hartnett scores. Gerges moves to third. Malone moves to second. It's 2-0, Cubs. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0-for-1 in the game. English hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gerges scores. Malone moves to third. Herman moves to second. It's 3-0, Cubs. Hal Elliott now pitching. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0-for-1 in the game. Kyler is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevenson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Malone scores. Herman scores. English moves to third. It's 5-0, Cubs. Johnny Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a line drive into right field. Klein picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Klein. English scores. Stevenson moves to third. Moore moves to second. It's 6-0, Cubs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Grimm hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davis. Grimm reaches second base with a double. Stevenson scores. Moore scores. It's 8-0, Cubs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Don Hurst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurst hits a pop-up towards third. English settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney strikes out. Two outs. Hal Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Spud Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lee moves to third. Les Malin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malin hits a fly ball into center field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Malone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malone is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Malone hits a fly ball into right field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Herman hits a fly ball into right field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Hal Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kiddo Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0-for-1 in the game. Bartel takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Kline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kline is 0-for-1 in the game. Kline hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. English hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mallon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0-for-2 in the game. Kyler hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 10-0, Cubs. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Elliott fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Moore hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kline. Moore reaches second base with a double. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Grimm hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davis. Grimm reaches second base with a double. Moore scores. It's 11-0, Cubs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hartnett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Grimm scores. It's 12-0, Cubs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gerges hits a fly ball into left field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Malone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malone is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Malone hits a pop-up towards short. Bartel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 12, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Don Hurst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurst is 0-for-1 in the game. Hurst hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hartnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitney hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lee hits a fly ball into center field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 12, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Cliff Heathcote now playing first base. Al Todd now catching. Jack Burley now pitching. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Hermann hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hermann. The throw from Todd and he is safe. Hermann steals second. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. English strikes out. One out. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. he's got two RBIs. Kyler hits a fly ball towards center. Davis catches it. Herman tags up. Here's the throw to Bartel, who relays to Whitney, who tags Herman for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 12, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Al Todd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Todd hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stevenson. Todd reaches second base with a double. Les Malin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malin is 0 for 1 in the game. Malin hits a fly ball into center field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Burley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Kiddo Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a pop-up towards first. Grimm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 12, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burley fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Moore hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Burley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Moore for the out. Two outs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got three RBIs. Grimm hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 12, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Bartel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0 for 2 in the game. Klein hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bartel moves to second. Cliff Heathcott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bartel scores. Klein moves to third. It's 12-1, Cubs. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitney hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lee hits a pop-up towards first. Grimm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Todd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Todd is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Todd hits a pop-up towards first. Grimm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 12, and the Phillies 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hartnett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gerges hits a pop-up towards first. Heathcott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Malone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malone is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Malone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Whitney fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 12, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Les Malin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malin is 0-for-2 in the game. Malin hits a pop-up towards the mound. Malone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Burley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burley is 0-for-1 in the game. Burley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kiddo Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-3 in the game. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bartel hits a pop-up towards third. English settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 12, and the Phillies 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. English strikes out. Two outs. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Kyler hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 12, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Klein hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops it up and throws to first, with Malone covering, for the out. One out. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Heathcote hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney is 0-for-3 in the game. Whitney hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lee hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Heathcote moves to second. Al Todd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Todd is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Todd hits a fly ball into center field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 12, and the Phillies 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Whitney fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Malin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got three RBIs. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mallon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 12, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Les Mallon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mallon is 0 for 3 in the game. Mallon hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hartnett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Brickell pinch hits for Jack Burley. Fred Brickell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brickell hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kiddo Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mallon fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 12, and Philadelphia Phillies, 1. Goodbye from Baker Bowl in Philadelphia.